USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago is confessing.
He was read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done.
That's according to Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart. He said the suspect is also being held without bond.
The judge ruled that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder.
President Biden is continuing to be slammed by small business groups for suggesting that gas station owners should drop the price at the pump. This time it's Paul Hardin, who heads the Texas Food and Fuel Association. He says they're making pennies per gallon, and convenience stores make their money inside selling sodas and candy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Virginia's governor is doing what he can to promote a red wave.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is going to court to challenge a subpoena to testify in the presidential election probe in Georgia. Lawyers for Graham saying the investigation is a fishing expedition and all politics. A grand jury is looking into possible 2020 election interference by ex-President Trump and allies, including Graham. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
There are still questions about the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic in China. On Fox Business Mornings with Maria, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says the Biden administration should have pushed for a more thorough investigation.
Why would you not want to continue with a credible investigation of the origination of COVID? Everyone knows it came from that lab in Wuhan, yet this administration used all their effort for over 100 days just to basically kill time with the intelligence community and said, oh, nothing here.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, we're hearing about the casualties from both sides.
Ukrainian armed forces, in a Facebook post this week, claimed that Russian casualties have surpassed 36,000 since Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion began in late February. Moscow is also said to have lost thousands of tanks, armored combat vehicles, countless artillery systems, over a dozen warships, and nearly 200 helicopters. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
ESPN Films' new documentary about legendary broadcaster Dick Vitale is set to debut later this month. The documentary will be available for streaming on ESPN Plus starting on July 20th and will air on ESPN on July 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.